The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, with the Pac-12 going away, we discuss the greatest coach in the history for every program in the Pac-12. We will proceed in alphabetical order to discuss the coaches. We start with the Arizona Wildcats. Coach Leslie Gillette, 1902, 5-0, and won 100% of his games. Now, I know it's just one season, but it's hard to get better than perfection. Coach Leslie Gillette's version of the Wildcats in his only season as coach at Arizona posted a 5-0 record, perfect, undefeated, untied, and unscored upon. The 1902 season, they shut out every team on their schedule. They won by a combined score of 134-0 in five games. Their closest game was a 12-0 defeat of Arizona State. He joins an elite group of coaches in the history of college football who coached at a school and won every game, and an even smaller elite group of coaches who coached at a school, won every game, and have all of his teams unscored upon. Arizona State Sun Devils. Coach Frank Cush, 1958 to 1979, 176 wins, won 77% of his games. Legendary coach Frank Cush, version of the Sun Devils, won five consecutive WAC championships from 1969 to 1973. In 1975, he guided the Sun Devils to a 12-0 record, finished the season ranked number two in the final AP poll, and this marked the program's highest ranking ever in the AP poll. His 1970 Arizona State team went undefeated as well, 11-0, and four of his other teams had just one loss. Coach Cush was the coach of the year in 1975. California Golden Bears, Coach Andy Smith, 1916 to 1925, 74 wins, 16 losses, 7 ties, and won 80% of his games. Coach Andy Smith's version of the Golden Bears formed, simply put, one of the greatest dynasties in the history of college football. Coach Smith Bears took on the name the Wonder Teams. They won four consecutive national championships from 1920 to 1923. His Cal Bears posted a 50-game consecutive unbeaten streak from 1920 to 1925. His 1920 team is considered one of the greatest teams in the first 50 years of football. Now, during his team's 50-game unbeaten streak, the Golden Bears posted five consecutive undefeated seasons from 1920 to 1924, with each of them earning at least a split national championship except for the 2014. Colorado Buffaloes. Bill McCartney narrowly edges out Fred Folsom. Bill McCartney, 1982 to 1994, 93 wins, won 64% of his games. In consecutive years, legendary coach Bill McCartney's version of the Buffaloes played for the national championship. They won once, and it marks the only national championship in program history. In a six-year span, his teams posted three one-loss teams and finished in the top four of the final AP poll three times. Coach McCartney's Buffaloes won three Big A titles. Now, Coach McCartney set school coaching records for wins, 93, and conference wins, 58. Oregon Ducks. Chip Kelly, 2009 to 2012, 46-7, won 86.8% of his games. Now, that's close to Rockne's 88.1% at Notre Dame. In four seasons as head coach of Oregon, Coach Chip Kelly's version of the Ducks finished in the top five of the final AP poll three times, and one time was ranked number 11. Coach Kelly led the Ducks to four major bowls, a BCS championship game, two Rose Bowls, and a Fiesta Bowl. He took over for Mike Bellotti at the end of the 2009 season, and immediately, or at the beginning of the 2009 season, and he immediately led the Ducks into the Rose Bowl. The next season, his 2010 Ducks earned a berth in the BCS championship game where they lost to Urban 22-19. They finished number three in the final AP poll. That season, Coach Kelly was the AFCA Coach of the Year, the Eddie Robertson Coach of the Year, and the Walter Camp Coach of the Year. Then the next season, 2011, he led the Ducks to the Rose Bowl, where they earned their first Rose Bowl victory in 2011 since 1917. And it was a 45-38 defeat of Wisconsin. These Ducks finished number four in the final AP poll. In his last season as head coach in 2012, Coach Kelly led the Ducks to the Fiesta Bowl, where they defeated Kansas State 35-17 and finished number two in the final AP poll. To sum it up, in four seasons, his offenses were ranked 2009, eighth in the nation in scoring. 2010, they led the nation in scoring. 2011, third in the nation in scoring. And 2012, second in the nation in scoring. Oregon State Beavers. Derek Erickson narrowly edges out Tommy Prothrow. Derek Erickson coached Oregon State from 1999 to 2002, 31-17, and won 65% of his games. See, what happened was, before he got there, from 1971 to 1999, the Beavers posted 28 consecutive losing seasons. That set an NCAA record. Coach Erickson takes the job, and in his first season, the Beavers go 7-5. And then in the second season, they followed that campaign with an 11-1 season, 11-1. In all, Coach Erickson led the Beavers to three bowls in 4 years, winning the Fiesta Bowl, defeating Notre Dame 41-9. Stanford Cardinal. Now, okay, so the Stanford Cardinal football program is jam-packed with iconic football coaches. I mean, Walter Camp, Fielding Yost, Pop Warner, Clark Shaughnessy, John Ralston, Bill Walsh, Dennis Green. But we give the nod to Glenn Scobie Pop Warner. 1924 to 1932, 71 wins, 78% of the games he won. Coach Pop Warner came to Stanford. He was already a legend. He coached at Georgia, Cornell, Carlisle, Pittsburgh. So he was near the end of his coaching career, but he carried the innovations that he used to modernize football into Stanford. And at Stanford, well, his single-wing offenses took opposing defenses by storm. And in his first five seasons as head coach at Stanford, Coach Warner's team went a combined 48-3. His 1926 Stanford Cardinal won the national championship, going 10-0-1. Pop Warner then in 1929 deployed the hook and lateral, a play that involves a receiver who runs a curl pattern, catches a short pass, tosses it to the trailing receiver. The result, the next three seasons, Coach Warner's team posted a 25-5-3 record. Washington Huskies. Well, Coach Gil Dobie, 1908 to 1916, 58-0-3, winning 97.5% of his games. Legendary coach Gil Dobie's version of the Huskies did not lose a game in his nine seasons as head coach. He was undefeated in his entire tenure as head coach of Washington from 1908 to 1916, joining a very small, elite group of coaches who never lost a game at the program they coached, but very few of them lasted as long as Gil Dobie. It is difficult to give enough praise here. Now, add on to that a 1910 national championship, but there is so much more. His defenses posted shutouts in 46 out of 61 games. What does that mean? What does that mean? He shut out three out of every four teams. His 1909 team went 7-0, allowed one team to score. The 1910 team, the national championship, they went 6-0. All of his other Washington teams, undefeated, mind you, allowed two or more teams to score. And how's that for excellence when he tried to rate his own teams? Coach Gil Dobie's teams, all undefeated seasons, posted a 61-game unbeaten streak over those nine seasons, including five consecutive undefeated untied teams, and a 39-game winning streak that spanned seven seasons. Washington State Cougars. William H. Deitz, 1915 to 1917, won 88% of his games. Coach William H. Deitz was a protege of Pop Warner. And Pop Warner, remember, had won four national championships. So Washington State hires Deitz, and in his first season, What happened? Well, his version of the Cougars went to the second Rose Bowl game that was ever played. That team went 7-0. His second season, the Cougars went 4-2. And in his third season, 6-0-1. So if you're keeping track, this means Coach Dykes posted two undefeated seasons in his three seasons as head coach. UCLA Bruins. Henry Red Sanders, 1949 to 1957, won 77% of his games. In his nine seasons at UCLA, Coach Henry Red Sanders' version of the Bruins won the national championship. They were ranked in the top six of the final AP poll four times, earned two Rose Bowl berths, and never posted a losing season. And that was at a time when you couldn't go back-to-back Rose Bowls because of a rule in the Pac-8. In 1954, Coach Sanders was the AFCA Coach of the Year. USC Trojans, Coach John McKay, narrowly edges out Howard Jones. Howard Jones, in consecutive years, had teams that defeated undefeated, untied, and scored upon teams in the bowl game. His teams defeated him, but he didn't win. We gave it to John McKay, who coached USC from 1960 to 1975. Had 127 wins, won 75% of his games. Here are some numbers to take in, considering Coach McKay at USC. In 16 seasons, okay? 16. He claimed four national championships. That's one in every four seasons. Nine Pac-8 championships. Went to five Rose Bowls. 13 times finished, either first or second in the Pac-8. Lost a total of 17 conference games in 16 seasons. He developed 40, that's 4-0 All-Americans at USC, including Heisman winners Mike Garrett, O.J. Simpson. Quarterbacks, Pat Hayden, Bill Nelson. Fullbacks, Sam Bam Cunningham. Offensive lineman, Ron Yeary, and receiver, Lynn Swan. And Utah Utes, Coach Ike Armstrong. 1925 to 1949, 141 wins, winning 71% of his games. In 1924, the Utes had gone 3-4-1, so they hire Coach Ike Armstrong. And in his first season, Coach Armstrong's Utah Utes went 6-2. Now, he followed that campaign by running the table the next year. The Utes were a perfect 7-0. In fact, in 25 years, as Utah's head coach, Coach Armstrong's version of the Utes had 22 winning seasons in those 25 years, three of which were perfect seasons, undefeated, untied. He also had five undefeated seasons, three one-loss seasons, and four two-loss seasons. And in 22 meetings against rival BYU, his record was 18-1-3. Well, there you have it. The Pac-12 is going away, but we remember the greatest coaches from every team in the Pac-12. Thank you for listening to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.